We are holding towards the end of the Gemara. We haven't yet started to taste it, but towards the end of the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin on the base, about the idea of not eating after Mincha. Is the reason because of appetite? Is the reason because of Gom Petach? That's kind of was because of the appetite. You should have an appetite. And then we said, but you can eat not bread meal. You can have fruits or meat that you can have. And we had yesterday two malachim, what the Gemara means when it says a shamish can dip into the B'nai Ma'ayim and give it to the guests. Doesn't mean that, like the Rashbam says, to make an appetite for yourself. You can create an appetite for yourself. You go right to create an appetite. You should create an appetite for yourself, and therefore you should eat these types of foods, because that would enable you to eat in the night time. Or perhaps the Pshat of Rashi, that not the Rashi, the Pshat of Rashi, that the reason is because when you're working on foods, you should eat, because otherwise you'll be pitah. So we were yesterday, so why did they talk about the rest of the guests? If the reason is because of you're working and you're going to be pitah, why are we talking about the rest of the guests? And so I didn't manage to check up. I saw somebody wrote that Tzitzis Chachmi Anglia. The wise people of England asked this question. There were a group of tastes from there, York, remember those days? And they asked this question on Rashi. And that's right, the Rashbam, we mentioned yesterday, could well been the reason why the Rashbam said that Rashi Pshat is only here. Because I'm focusing on the Ochim as well.
At this
point
in the Gemara, could one
eat Mizoinus? Mizoinus, we didn't see in the Rashbam. We saw Basar, the Yayin.
But then from Mizoinus, and from Mizoinus,
you have bread. What do you mean Mizoinus? You mean Samach Mizoinus? You can even have bread. You have Matashir. So Samach Mizoinus. Right?
At this
at any stage. Till Mizoinus.
Well, I don't know what the Vine Halacha is.
That's the Vine Halacha. Till Mizoinus, you can have. Obviously you've got matzah, because you've got the stamina ish of matzah on Erev Pesach, your matzah shiur, and from Menachik Tana, then you can't have matzah shiur, but you can have also the peris. Your rockets is a good thing to have. It opens, whets your appetite. Let's see the next part of the Gemara. Rava, have a shossi chamra, four lines up. Rava, have a shossi chamra. Rava would drink wine, call it Maile Yomra, Tepiska, the whole of the Erev Pesach. Kiechi, Tenigure, Lelibe, so then he should have, this is where his appetite, Tenecho, Matzo, Tfei, Leota. I guess you've all learned this Gemara. Who wants to translate those four words? Who's going to be the volunteer? Yes, himself.
That he should eat matzah better, eat matzah in the evening.
So you must have better in the evening.
Better than it is, so it would be better.
Say you're translating it as better.
More.
So you're saying something else now?
Yeah.
So make up your mind, which one?
More.
Two of them.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Okay, the literal translation of Tfei means more, which is a little bit problematic. So there's no thing that you have to have more than a kizai. Why should you have to eat more?
More appetite, more relish.
Right, so that's why the pshat that Zev says first is more correct in the circular way of learning. Fares in with more relish, with more than appetite, with a better eating. Mm. Right? That's how the Rajbamsians have understood it. Some people want to say, no, there is an Indian to have X more than a kazai, the mud's on. The ashes is all that, the ramels that, the grove by that. Right? And there's an Indian to have more, so maybe that's what Tfei means. But in the way we're learning this figure, we can go with the first way that you're learning. Tfei means with better relish, with more excitement.
Aren't you supposed to drink the onion? With
the
Mashiach Reva, and if so, then
what's been
drinking a lot beforehand,
or
was it decreased that?
Well, why didn't you say Mashiach Reva? You said nice wine, you mean?
No, I don't know. I heard this from years ago. I don't know, it's in my head, but there's a lot of things out. I'm sure it's a lot. I don't know when the Gemara says, but Yain, when Leo Pesach, they're supposed to have Mashiach Reva. I don't know.
Kumi needs to be nice wine. It doesn't, I don't remember seeing anywhere that said you have to have wine or appetite. It does say about, in Mishnah, the Ramah brings down about some people say you should eat more on Erev Pesach, you should eat more of the tailbone, and then that the Ramah says it's, doesn't have any time for that. Charesis is brought down. I don't remember seeing wine. I don't remember seeing wine. Can Ben understand about wine as well? Uh-huh. You shouldn't have. Yeah, that's what it's brought down.
Not that.
Not that. It's also brought down not to have Mori. And Mori says that Mori doesn't have any time. We have to have Mori to tell them. So he brings out as many, and the Ramah doesn't like that many. So Charis is brought down. I don't remember why. We can check it out, but. Oh my Rava.
Why would that be anybody
drunk? Make sure you don't get drunk. Right, another army. You have to be careful about that. You have to eat it together with food. You have to know how to drink. Oh my Rava. How do I know that. How do I know that drinking wine creates an appetite? How do I know that drinking wine creates an appetite? It says between the first two creases. That's a Rashi lines. Rashbam says it also means between the second and the third. If you want to drink, you can drink. But between the third and the fourth, that's our law. It all has to be moisture on the kreises. So between the first and the second, when you don't make a new broch on the second kreis, and between the second and the third, when you don't make a broch on whatever you drink, so therefore there's no problem being moisture on the kreises. It doesn't look like you're adding to the other kreises because you're not making a broch over it. But between the third and the fourth, if you would drink more, you'd have to make a new broch on it. So it's near in most of other cases. The almost Mrs. Sayyid says, rather, if you say that drinking wine satiates you, Mrs. Sayyid, how can you drink alcohol, the matzah, achila gasa? It's going to cause you, you're going to be eating the matzah and achila gasa. So how could you do that? That's why I'm going to must be, they create an appetite. Right, he's going right from the Gemara. So the Gemara says that if you allow to drink as much as you like between the first and the second kreis, even though by the time you get to your matzah, how are you going to manage to eat your matzah? Be achilah gasa. The answer is, if you drink a lot, it's not going to be achilah gasa. Therefore, Rav used to drink a lot during the day as well. No, it's not my wine. Shtia and the Chazal is wine. Right, so if she says, let's see Hashbam. Hashbam, Bina Kizalolo, Bina Rishon Hashemi, between the first and the second, Bina Hashemi and Shishi, between the second and the third. And the reason why I have to do it, Mashum the Chamag Migigorele, because wine creates an appetite, Kim Afarish Vazel. In Shishi Revila Yishte, Shishi, the Bechaz Mosin, the third choice is the one of Bechaz Mosin. Since there's no need anymore to create an appetite, we don't allow it. It looks as if you are adding to the other creases. No. Why? Because it's creating an appetite for you to eat your carbon Pesach at the end. Right. You're also making a good point. And the answer is that this idea of being wasted on the kreisos is a zindra abonon, and we have to weigh it up. Now, if we could, by drinking, create an appetite, so we push that aside. And we say, don't worry about that. That's how the Rashbam's learning. Rashbam's learning here, he's saying, since there's no mochshas of Gerei Libo, we're not going to allow it because there's another issue of near commercial occasions. So the Rashbam's telling us, that I've got a toss up here. On the one hand, drinking is a bit of a problem because near commercial occasions. On the other hand, If I would drink, I create an appetite. So as long as I can create an appetite, I won't be concerned about miracle. But once the creative appetite's gone, then I will be now back concerned to don't drink, because it looks as if you're adding to the crisis. Other Rishen don't know like that. Other Rishen run much in a different way. That between the first and the second, like I said before, between the first and the second curse, if you drink, you don't need to make a bracha on the curse. Between the second and third, also not. Between the third and the fourth, you do. And therefore, only when you have to make a bracha on it, that's when it's there to make our case. Otherwise, this looks like a continuation of the original drinking. So, Ogumar is Yerushalmi, Nimtza. Why can't you drink afterwards? Loma. In the Gemara Yerushalmi, it is found. Loma. Why can't you drink afterwards? Kedei shelo yishtake. So you shouldn't be... shouldn't be drunk. To still the mat chazi le migma aleinu, then you won't be able to complete your halal. Or parech halsam halal aleikvam mishloko. You're already drunk. Show yourself sahar bevisud also. You already had a lot to drink in your meal. So you're worried about drinking afterwards. You'll be drunk already from what you had in the meal. And the answer was rishani yain shevesei chamazayim, wine in the meal loy mishaker. Doesn't make you drunk, because you can have it together with food and then it doesn't make you drunk. So now come also and talk about, if you have wine after meal, then you will be drunk. So moving on to the last stretch. Reb Sheish says, Havayos in the Tanisa, Kol Maliyim of the Pesach. Reb Sheish says, would sit in the Tanis the whole Erev Pesach of whole Erev Pesach. Why did he do that? Why was he fasting for the whole of Erev Pesach? Name because of Rav Sheshes. Perhaps Rav Sheshes held Samach and Minchidur Etnan. So the reason why you're not allowed to eat in the Mishnah is because of the Korban Pesach, right? And it's from Minchidur or Mishum Pitzchah, because of the Korban Pesach. Perhaps you will get carried away eating. You'll refrain from doing the Korban Pesach. Who? That's the reason, right? So pshat in the Mishnah, samach l'mincha means what? Samach l'mincha gedolah. If it's samach l'mincha gedolah, why is it also? Because you'll forget about the Korban Pesach. And he holds v'sov aral, and Rav Sheish is held like a different tana. He holds ki'adam v'shayam v'lozom. Machshav ben Bisei, ben Bisei was a tana. The ben Bisei would say that with the Evid you could check the Korban Pesach, the Pesach Shesoch Tu Shachris, the Pesach that was shechted in the morning, Barbarossa, on Erev Pesach in the morning. If you shechted the Shmoy, if you shechted a Korban Pesach, it's okay. The Korban Pesach. That's what ben Bisei held. So it says, Roshesh, I hold like ben Bisei. And I hold like the Mishnah that the reason why you're not allowed to eat, because once the time the Korban Pesach arrives, you're not allowed to eat. So, if I put the two chumras together, it comes back. I can't eat already from the morning. Because there's already the time when you could check the Korban Pesach. Omid Safra, Zman Pitro, since the morning is already the Zman of the Korban Pesach, the Kuliyim, the Chosin of Pitro, the whole day is the right time for Pesach. How could Ben Bisei say such a thing? How could Ben Bisei say that the right time for Korban Pesach is the whole day? How it says in the Pasuk, "V'shavta et haPesach bein ha'avayim," which is translated bein ha'avayim, between the afternoon, between the evenings. It means from whenever the sun starts setting until it finally sets. So how could he say it means the whole day? Because he says, the Soviel, Bein Abayim, Bein Erev Zetmoil, the Erev Zetmoil, from the end of the last night, which is the beginning of the morning, until the beginning of the next night, which is the beginning of the night. So there you are, that's why he held. So we see if Jesus said he can't eat the whole day, because there's not a festival right ready. Because when the Sayyid says that Bein Abayim means from the end of the night to the beginning of the night, means there's some time, the whole day you can do the Korban Pesach. So since the time of Korban Pesach came already, we're going to forbid you to eat the meal. I asked you Shechter the Kompetach, why can't you eat now? Top. That's what he's going to discuss. So he's going to say that we don't allow you to eat at all because we've always going to the Kompetach problem. So Mamela, that's why Shishas did it. Omri Loi says the Gemara, no, that's not the reason. If it would be the reason, it would be a Raya that says that the reason is because of Minchik Deira. We try to prove the reason is because of Minchik Tana. Because of, what was that, Raya, the reason because of Minchik Tana?
It's on the
Kiddush.
Agreement.
That's right, the Kiddush of Agreement. So we draw a Raya that it's Minchik Tana. So if we find them shishes for Beit to eat, it must be Minchik Deira. Would have a rise of Minchik Deira. So they go, no, Raya. Shani of Sheshes to Istinis Hoyo. He was an Istinis. He was a very finicky guy. So he turned this up in midday. If he was eating anything in the morning, he wouldn't have been able to eat anything in the night time. So therefore he knew his body. He knew that if he eats in the morning, he won't be able to eat in the evening. Therefore he fasted the whole day. And that way he had an appetite for the maskwell in the night time. Top name Xava Evshesha Samach Laminchi Gdoilatna. Omishum Pesach. And he holds the Shechitas Pesach, regarding Halach of Kom Pesach, he holds Kibudim in Mestaya. Like Kibudim in Mestaya Damach, the Yerima, Man Shechitu. So the whole day is Man Shechitu. For my Bina buying the Sibu Pesach, what does Bina buy mean? Bina Evdaino, Zev Dechmer. The end of last night and the beginning of this night. Mr. Kolo Erev Etzmoil. Now explains what those words mean. From when the Erev of Etzmoil concluded, Dahainu Mishiyal Amud Shachar. That is from Amud Shachar Le Erev until the Erev Toino of now for the next night. Shemhochi Misana Kuliyim. That's why he fasted all day. Because he held the whole time in the Kol Pesach. Even though there was no Kol Pesach in his days, these are important words. You must remember these words for Jesus. Even though Jesus lived after the Churban, so there was no Kol Pesach in his days. Since Kazal forbade it, they forbade it. So he forbade it. And Rabbi Gemara said, no, it's not because of that, it's because it wouldn't have had an appetite. He was an Istinis, Vitar, Midi Vitafo. Had he eaten anything in the morning, Le Motzi, Le Mechel, Matzah, Le Te'ova in the Uta. Le Motzi Mechel wouldn't have been able to eat Matzah, Le Te'ova in the Uta. He wouldn't have been able to eat Matzah with an appetite that next evening. Talbach said, we got to the Gemara. We got plenty of places to land. So, the Tosfos on Kuvzayin Amud Aleph, I mentioned Baal Peh, that he's asked, anyone did this Tosfos on Kuvzayin Amud Aleph? Kuvzayin Amud Aleph?
Yeah.
You saw it? He's got a kasha. Why is Mincha called Mincha?
Yeah.
Right? Tema. Am I carrying a Mincha? Why is Mincha called Mincha? It's not really true, that's true. It's just a kasha on the Mishnah. So the first time in Shas that Mincha is mentioned, I don't know, but it's mentioned in Shabbos already, Mincha. For some reason, it's asking you. In Brochus, mentioned Mincha, that's a Mincha, yeah. So, Yahweh, Tim, am I creating Mincha? Why is it called Mincha? Emishum, the Mincha is a creator of Inabim, if it's because the Korban Mincha was offered in the afternoon, Halagam Bishach, a creator of Mincha, Schavitin, was in the morning, Mincha, Schavitin was offered up. Mincha Shavitin is a Korban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol had to offer up every morning. Every morning and evening, he offered up a Mincha Shavitin. And also Mincha Shavitin. So, as much as Menachah is offered up in the afternoon, offered up in the morning as well. So why is it called a Mincha? Practical test says, Yishem V'Shachar Yishem Echer. Has another name, Tfilat Shachris. It can be called Tfilat Shachris. That's one reason. So Mamela, we don't have a name. It's a tefillah that has no name for Mincha. So we call it Mincha. In the morning, although we offer up Mincha, has another name. So we call that tefillah Shachris. Okay. Meyoyid domino beibas of the brachas, because in the Gemara of brachas it says if it's zav b'tefilas mincha, you should be careful with the tefilah mincha. Why? Shas Eliyahu lo inena ela b'tefilas mincha. Eliyahu was only answered Eliyahu the Har HaKarmel when he made his show with Nevi Abal. He was answered mincha time. So you see how important mincha is. And why is it called mincha time then? Hashem on b'shas hakrovis mincha nena. Perhaps he was answered while he was offering up the korban melachis. That's why it's called tefillas mincha, because then it is a shas eruption. Alright. Rolti back to our sugar. So we said.
I saw somewhere, that it's also called Minka because the Tanakh, the sun is setting from Lanshah and onward, the sun is beginning to rise. That's where it came from, the Minka.
Okay.
And this is where he said.
Yeah? Who is he saying? What's his name?
He's a Ramban man.
No one. What is he saying?
Rest. Going to sleep.
It's going down.
Lanoach.
It's not happening. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's going to the Klal Shel Keah.
Okay.
Vatim Nomi Pesach. We often live Nomi
Pesach.
Very good. It's good. Where's the Ramban? We think Noach. Building a table 600 years. Vatim Nomi Pesach. Vatim Nomi Pesach. The place at the top. Vatim Nomi Pesach. Safilu. Hachem Sheyasa Pesach. So he's got a question now, which is Rashi is bothered about. What if it's because of Korban Pesach? Then why is there also? Why is there after you've done the Korban Pesach? It shouldn't be also anymore. No, they spat on Xeo the whole time. Even after you've done the Korban Pesach, also it's forbidden. Kedei shelo yemayet lechoil. So you shouldn't try and. You want to eat, so you're going to rush it. You're going to do the Korban Pesach as a rush job. You have the Pesach shelo yekiroi. You don't do the Korban Pesach properly. So maybe they sat on a din saying you can't eat at all. From whenever the time of the Korban Pesach is, that's it. No more eating until the night. So Ma'atim Mechal Chilagasa. Next places. Oh. So what's Achilagasa? Ve'in Achila. That's not considered an Achila. What places mean by that? Ein Achila. Places saying, if we're only going to ask you to eat, if because of that you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah. If you're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah, there might be only b'dieved, there's not enough of a reason to ask you to eat. So if it's not going to be an achila, you're not going to be eating your Korban Pesach at all, so maybe we have to forbid you to eat. If it's just going to be not in the oven so much, that's not enough of a reason to forbid one to eat in the Erev Pesach. So it says, it must be in achila, it's not an achila. Like we find, because I mean, it's Basel Yuma, like it says in the last parak of Yorima. Ha'ichal achila gasa, some you eat achila gasa. Ve'yoyim ha'kipurim, some you eat an achila gasa, yim kipeh. But he's not chayv kareis. Why? Because it's not called an achila. The Torah says you must eat, and that's not called an achila.
He didn't start eating at the beginning of the meal, it was like a normal meal, and then he went back to the house and became fuzzy. So then he would stop before Yom Kippur, and then come to Yom Kippur, and really he's repulsed by it, but somehow he takes food and somehow he's forced to do it, whatever it is.
It has to be that because the other way you'll be chayav kareis at the beginning, unless you can find some way of knowledge causing achilas gasa.
Right.
The passage is he was already full and he couldn't eat anymore. Right. Because they say that if Shteiman never had bread during the week, only for Shabbos meals he used to have bread. because of the mitzvah. He has that bread, he has bread only on Shabbos. And on Motzei Pesach, we tried to go to him to with the boys to get brokers from him, say the boys of the shul, and he was sick because his gabbayim says he is possible from eating so much bread, it's just his body couldn't take it. So he did it because that's the mitzvah. His body couldn't take it, so he obviously had to be careful. Not it shouldn't have been a chilegas of him. Yeah, he was very, very big porridge. It's an amazing porridge. He used just a porridge or something during the week. Yes, he had porridge for the day. Right.
When did you go see him?
We wanted to. No, Yitzchak, the day after Pesach.
Oh,
yeah. Because, so what's the question? So, I mean, the Quran also says, and on that the Gemara called him, the people who are pushim is also very Russian. The Pesha is nishal in that. Sometimes you eat a Achilegasa is considered a Russia. Or Paris, the Gemara asks, Rasha, can you say? You call him Rasha? He didn't do it the correct way. Obviously, he didn't have a good appetite. He did the Kav in Pesach. So what's the Gemara? Says, how can you call him a Rasha? Fake tasters. If it's true in the Gemara in we have a sin, in the Gemara in Nazir, you see, it is called an Achila. In the Gemara in Yoma, you see, it's not. So what is it? And more, at one castle there, so must be in the Gemara, and more. In the Gemara in Yoma, you see, in the Gemara in Nazir, you see, it's not a Rasa. So why should we make it clear here? It's not a Rasa, why should we make it clear? You can't eat an Erev Pesach. Included in his question. The tree gavne achilegasa. There's two types of achilegasa. Achas shenafsoi kotze milechu. There's one. He's repulsed by it. He's repulsed from eating more. Valoiso on such an eating. Potsmim ekiforim. He's potsanim kipir. Is achilegasa. There's a different type of achilegasa. Shein or misa melech. The apostle has no appetite, bechlal, no desire whatsoever to eat. Achish batam. But when he eats, he'll enjoy it. He's got no appetite, bechlal, to eat. But when he does eat, he has some anah from it. And that's what the Gemara Noz is talking about. They're calling him a rosa. Nachon, he doesn't have such, he doesn't have an enjoyment in eating it. They'll get a certain time from it. So Mamela, the face, there's no steer. The Gemara in Noz is talking about the Loachilagasa. And the Gemara in Yuma and our Gemara is talking about the Shvitz. Achilagasa, somebody who is repulsed from eating anything more. And he derives no benefit from it whatsoever. God's our all, everything clear? So what was the Gemara in Yuma asking of Bernard? So what was the Gemara in Noz asking? The Gemara says you're pushing me across the bomb. Some do you eat to God in Pesach, Pachi Legasa is pushing me across the bomb. So what's the Gemara asking?
He did it after he told me. He did it.
He did what?
He did the mitzvah.
I was going to speak in full sentences. No, no, I'm just speaking in very
short.
Why is he a Russia?
Russia?
Yeah, what?
Because didn't he at least uphold the mitzvah? May not have been.
He had a chilegasa, no?
But that was the kind that he didn't. It wasn't considered eating.
That's the kind that.
He didn't get any time from it at all.
So he did also.
No, because he didn't. It wasn't considered eating.
No,
oh, no, no, yeah, yeah,
you're going to mix
that
up. Say the question again, that's why it's important to say full sentences. Go on, Mordechai. What's the question of the Gemara in Nazi? The Gemara says, some you eat Sechile Gap on, you keep it on Kom Petach, is a Rosha. So what's the Gemara ask?
How could he be considered a Rosha when he actually was Mekayim in the Mitzvah?
How is he Mekayim in the Mitzvah?
He did have Tom, it is considered eating.
He didn't eat such Achille Gassa, Shvit Achille Gassa. He had to learn Achille Gassa. Everyone agrees that's the question of the Gemara in Noz. Right? Everyone understands the question in Noz? Sure, yeah? But Mashal didn't. The Mashal, who told the Gemara in Noz to assume we're talking about that type of Achille Gassa? The Gemara in Noz says, some you eat Achille Gassa of Kom Petach, he's a Rosha. So the Gemara, why is he a Rosha? He didn't eat the Shvit Achille Gassa yet, the lower one. Who says? The Gemara just said, he has Achille Gassa. Maybe the Gemara is referring to an Achille Gassa of our Achille Gassa, where he's got no, he's repulsed by it. And that's why the Gemara called it Rosha. The Gemara is making an assumption and asking a question. What's the Gemara making assumptions for? That's the Gassa of Masha. Based on Gassa, and have a chance, he's a Vishyasa. The Gemara for some reason assumed we're not referring to such a guy. That's why he's a Rosha.
No,
that's just the second type of places. Go to the first type of places. The Sutra of Timotheus. The first type of places was, he's not a Rosha because he had a Tom. He did enjoy it. He didn't want to, but he did enjoy it. It's not that he got the out so good, but he's repulsed. So what Mashal says, who says? Maybe he was talking about, maybe the Gemara Nazir is talking about Achille Gassa, where he is repulsed. And that's why the Gemara called it a Rosha. How can the Gemara ask?
The Gemara itself is asking, how can you call it a Rosha?
Right. What's
the Gemara?
So what's the Gemara? What was the right of the Gemara to ask that question? You're right. Our reason why we're making this two-tier Achille Gassa is because of the Gemara's question. Why is it not a Rosha?
Because it was the kind of Mitzvah.
The Gemara calls it a Rosha.
But then the Gemara corrects itself.
But what's the Gemara's right to ask that question? That's right, so he's a Rosha. That's what the Gemara says, he is a Rosha. The Gemara asks. Why did the Gemara ask that question? Why not? Which mitzvah? That's not this teres, it's the next teres of places. This teres of places was he's making the mitzvah because he's eating and he has some type of tam from it. And he's not talking about achille gassa, he's repulsed from it. The answer which Tosfos is saying is to explain the question of the Gemara there. The Gemara there asks the question, he's not a Rosha. He says, why not? It's Achille Gassa. Teres is because the Gemara understood we're not referring to some news report. And that's why the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara, you're calling him a Rosha. How can you call him a Rosha? He's eating the Korban Pesach. So we ask, what do you mean he's eating the Korban Pesach? He's repulsed by it. So he says, no, no, no. The Gemara Nazir wasn't talking about a case where he's repulsed by it. The Gemara Nazir is talking about a case where he has some time from it. Yeah. Which means at this stage, at this stage, the Tosfos means yes. That's what this Tosfos says. That's why Tosfos has to go on to two tiers of Achille Gassa. Yes. That's why Tosfos needed to come on to say there's two tiers of Achille Gassa. If Tosfos wanted to say that, if the pshat why he's not Rosha is because he did the Korban Pesach, then why do I need to come on to two tiers of Achille Gassa? There's one level of Achille Gassa, you're totally repulsed, but you're not Rosha because you did the Korban Pesach. And this Tzitzis wants it to be, you know, also because you're making Achilas Korban Pesach. So that's why it says, come on, to two tiers of Achila Gasa.
Have to come on to say that two tears, because otherwise there's fear between the Gemara.
Why?
Because there's one Gemara that calls it a non-Achila.
Right.
So it has to mean they have nothing to do with the Nikri Kaiman Mitzvah. We still have to come on to an answer of that it was a different level of Achila.
Why?
Because the first Gemara tells us that Achila Gasa is not an Achila.
Right. So and what does the second Gemara say? What does the second Gemara say?
You don't say this.
What no. And the Gemara
asks, change it.
Why do we change it?
So why do we change it? Because we see that he's not a Russian by performing the mitzvah, he's eating, right? But it still leaves us at the end of the day by saying, if he ate it, and if he sinned, it's only one level of Achila Gasa,
yeah.
We have a clear fear between the two.
Why? Why?
What's the fear?
Yes, Steve. What's the fear?
One Gemara says it's not Achila.
Right.
The second one says it is an Achila.
Where does the second Gemara say it is an Achila? Where does the Gemara say it is an Achila? Where does the Gemara say that? Kavit. That means the Gemara is focusing on Achila. Because if the Gemara is saying he sechted to the Korban Pesach, that's why he can't kill the Rasha, then that's what the Gemara's question was. Then there's no basis to make a new tier for Achila. Why?
Because
he
took away the aspect of the carbon so that he shefted it. He took that away.
He
took
the
all answers that he's not a Russian because he shefted the carbon.
Yeah.
Mashma, but he didn't
shefted. He did
shefted.
What? He did
shefted.
What's the mashma?
He took that part away.
Take what part away? Why are you taking anything away? That's what the Gemara says. So, we are going to say in Mahalakha, you're saying soon, but at this stage of Tesis wants it to be that Ovid is referring to the eating. And that's why Tesis understood that we have to come on to two tiers. Because the Gemara said he's not a Rasha. If he's not a Rasha, it must be. Why is he not a Rasha? It must be because he ate the Korban Pesach. So, and Ayin Yuma is not called an Achila. She didn't eat the Korban Pesach. It must be there's two levels of Achila. That's this stage of Tesis. Then it says to add, now that I've told you there's two stages, there's really a third stage of eating. There's one stage when you're repulsed. Then the second stage when you've got no appetite. But, it says that. And you have a third stage, you're not called a rush for that. There's not a chatchila. Well, there's a chatchila way of eating Korban Pesach. Ala Shiva. There must be yet a third stage that you've eaten, you're satisfied, but you could look for more food, and you got a desire to eat more. That's the third stage. You still have a desire to eat. So three stages in Achila on Pesach. There's a repulsive stage, that's not Achila at all. There's the next stage which is where you
have an appetite.
You're totally full. But if you eat it, you still have some taste from it. And then you have the third stage which is that you're full, but you still would have a desire to eat more food. Voidish name another test taste. The English creates a Rasha, you shouldn't call him a Rasha. Why? Even Shekayim mitzvahs Pesach. This is about what Yossi was saying. The Gemara's question in Yuma, in the Nozit, that says that you can't call him a Rasha, is because you can't call him a Rasha because he's Shekayim mitzvahs Korban Pesach. So you can't call him a Rasha.
But if he had
to switch to Achila Gasa,
then he wasn't
there in the family. Even though there's only one level. Achila Gasa means Achila Gasa, means you're repulsed from it. You're not called an Achila, like the Gemara Yuma says, like our Gemara is telling us. There's only one type of Achila Gasa. So why does the Gemara say you can't call him a Rasha? Because he still did the Korban Pesach. You offered up the Korban Pesach. Suddenly you brought the Korban Pesach. And he just didn't eat the Korban Pesach, lo matim to call him the Rosh. Ava pisha lo kiem mitzvah achila The Achilles Pesach is not Makir. Achilles Pesach is not Makir. So I'll be here in the second one. Right. He bought the cup, Pesach, blood, everything.
But he didn't eat.
But he didn't eat from it. She's referred to the mitzvah of Shechitas Korban Pesach. He hasn't been called the mitzvah of Achilles Korban Pesach. He can't call him a Rosso because the Meister, he was a kind of mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach. He didn't eat it. I know. Achilles Korban Pesach Lein Achilles. Correct the mitzvah of Shechitas and others. Sarosa, Navas the Mitzvah say. The Mitzvah say to you, come Pesach. Right? Zechel, Boso, and Pesach, Berel, Kamishot, Benishten, is the sixth Mitzvah of the Serial. Like you said, the Oakwitz of Boso, Balayla, the Mitzvah say. So how can you tell me he's not a Rosa? Somebody doesn't do a Mitzvah say he's not a Rosa. Of course he's a Rosa. Why is he not a Rosa? Definitely. Sure. Somebody doesn't do a mitzvah say, is there also? Definitely by Mr. Tvillin, it's one of the worst ones. He's an anus, guy. Why is he an anus?
He messed up, he ate too much.
So don't eat too much.
He's an anus.
You're making an assumption, he's an anus.
He's full, isn't that a...
So he shouldn't have made himself full.
I understand before the fact, but at the point he's now, isn't that a...
He's a Rosso, making himself in such a situation. He could have done it, and he didn't. See, there are also somebody who could have bought Philip, Mr. Lulav. Came the first day of Lulav of Yom Tov, and, oh, I didn't buy. Oh, I can't buy today because I can't buy it, so I can't spend the money. So, okay. Why is that different? Exactly the same thing. You're making an assumption.
I'm asking you, the person of the sleep.
Taker, that's all I'm talking about. He's not a Rosso, something you could have prevented him. He didn't do it. Because he's a Rosso, something you could have prevented himself from being a Chilagasa. He's a Rosso. So says, Tomel, very nice. Of a father, it's a mitzvah of the Atzmah, leading out Menachem Chinuch. So he says Menachem Chinuch, I told my Talmidim, the answer is, if a Sheva al Taita, you're not called a Rasha. Okay? A Sheva al Taita, a mitzvah, which is just refraining from doing it, is you're not called a Rasha. Come to that tefillin as well.
You wouldn't be called a Rosh training versus not doing.
It's one mitzvah where you actively involved of being the battle of the mitzvah, and there's one mitzvah where you're just not doing the mitzvah. There's one mitzvah called kumbase. I'm actively going to be the battle of the mitzvah. Right? Like you do in a bear, yeah. I'm eating the veil. I'm actively doing an Islam. And there's some mitzvahs where you're just refraining from doing the mitzvah. Sheval Taisa. So he says that you're not called a Rosha if all you did was just not do the mitzvah. He says, it brings rise, of course you are called a Rosha. He says, at least Minatoya you're not called a Rosha. Minatoya not called a Rosha. And here we're talking basically on Sukkim. So we at least when I tell you not called a Rosso, if it is, says the Al Tais. No. What are you saying? Is half a Rosso? A Rosso is not something you doesn't do all 630 mitzvahs. A Rosso is something you doesn't do one of the 630 mitzvahs. Is there also the Gemara called it?
On purpose he did it.
Right.
She did it on purpose.
Right.
Against the
Shabbat. Right.
Go against the
Shabbat. Right. right?
Kavana.
He filled himself up full enough in a way he will not be able to eat the carbon. Beth, that's either also. He's a pishel. How do you know that?
If
he's just over 8 by the... Exactly, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Erosa. Erosa is something you push there. When you chap, when you clap in a shamu, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do we say? Pasanu, Ovinu, Muradnu, Pasanu, Ovinu. All those are psias,
mm-hmm.
Right? They're Roshanu is all amazing. Those are terrible affairs the person did. Made himself into a Rosh. That's what Roshanu is. Shemaila said Taisus. Said Taisus, you can't go to Rosh because at least he did the common Pesach. Alright, that's the end of Taisus. They had two Tirutim. Two Tirutim to Taisus. Why? How to resolve this fear. One place in Yuma, it's apparent that what? That Achila Gas is not called Achila at all. In Nozi, it's apparent it is Achila. First test of is an Achila, and there's two levels of Achila Gas. Second test of the is not an Achila. We can't call him a Rosh because at least he did become Pesach. Mashapesh Ashbam, Tenochit Matzal. And now there's a new point in Tesis, really a new Tesis. Ashbam was bothered that we said, Minchik Doyla, why Minchik Doyla? Because maybe you won't do the Kom Pesach. Why Minchik Tano? Because you won't be able to eat the Matzal. Let's say Amen. So Ashbam was bothered, why are we changing from Pesach to Matzal? Why don't we say, because you won't be able to eat the Pesach, let's say Amen. Why do we change the Matzal? So Ashbam gave two Tirutim. Anyone want to volunteer the two Tirutim?
In our day, we don't have the problem.
That's the second
terrace.
That's the second terrace.
It's meat. Even if you don't have an appetite, you'll still enjoy
it. Right. It's easier to become to a matzah that I won't be able to eat the matzah. It's easier to come to that situation rather than in contrast to meat. In meat, the person generally has more of an appetite to eat. So the first test was that. The second test was what you said, that we want a case to negay nowadays. It would be saying because of Kom Pesach, there wouldn't be negay nowadays. So we need to talk about matzah to tell you why even nowadays you can't eat the Kom Pesach after, you can't eat after Mincha. It would be because of Kom Pesach, nowadays wouldn't be relevant. And you could eat after Mincha. Tana. But I'm going to tell you the reason because of matzo. And now we know you're not going to be able to eat. You won't be able to eat. So says Jesus. Matzvish is fun. That was Shvam says they're not getting matzo. Shouldn't the Shaykh Afib is manazeh. He says matzo because that's what again even nowadays the lechet bet we don't have. It's the only we don't have the gombezach. Loiniyeh is not correct. Tafilo have a time, even if the reason was Mishum Pesach. Because of the Pesach, also with Mazeh, still going to be awesome nowadays. Because the Muchach, Mishomoch, like it's Muchach, here, by the end of the Sukkot, by Rav Sheshet. The Abba Yosef Kuli Yemeh B'Taniseh, he was sitting all day in a Tainis. Why was he sitting the whole day in a tightness? Because we assumed it was because of...
He checked the carbon paper in the morning.
Even though carbon paper wasn't relevant then. So you see him. Sorry. You see if the reason was valid then, it's going to be valid now as well. So maybe I don't like the first terrace of the Rashbam. Well, Pesach Eker, the second Pesach Aleph Eker, the first child of Rashbam is the right one. Shepesh Tanach and Matzah. The reason why I said Matzah, that Vachila Mu'etet, Ham Vachila Gasa. We want you to be able to eat the Matzah. And any amount of eating on Erev Pesach is going to affect the eating of Achilles Matzah. I think with Pesach, maybe once you might be able to eat it on Pesach afterwards. So I can be tasted. Perhaps we can try and think of some way to resolve the Rashbam. Rashbam does say this test. Is there any way we can somehow resolve the Rashbam? Rashbam said that the reason why we want to talk about matzah is because we want something that's relevant nowadays. Because if it would be the reason of Pesach, then it wouldn't be relevant nowadays. So he said, no, once you made the Gzeir, then made the Gzeir forever.
Mark, is
that
the
I'm saying that since now this is no Pesach, the original Sakana of Chazal is not Megiach. Right? It says from the Gemara by Shkita that even though it's not Megiach anymore, once Chazal made the Sakana, it stays even if it's not Megiach anymore. Right. So you see, once Chazal made the Sakana, even though the reason of it is not Megiach anymore, it would still continue. So too, even though the reason of the Korban Pesach is not again anymore, it would still continue.
Did you just say that
Shlomo is the point of that Abinu? No, it was the Abinu of the Gemara. The Gemara never said that Abinu was wrong. The Gemara didn't say it's based on a wrong Lomdus. The Gemara didn't say that since nowadays there's no Korban Pesach, that therefore it can't be what you think is true. The Gemara says something else. So you see the Gemara saying it's true that Avinu is correct that since Chazal made the Sakana once, the Sakana does stay. So Chay says it is right. So that 100% of the fair, but it could be that some agrees to face this. He's just saying that I prefer, when we're talking about this reason of the Gemara, each seven appetites, is both true for Pesach and for Matzah. You have an appetite for Pesach and you have an appetite for Matzah. So when I'm telling you why you shouldn't eat after the ninth hour, I'm not going away from Pesach. I'm telling you a reason which is relevant always, even when there is no Pesach. I'm not saying that the reason of Pesach is not Megiah anymore. So if I want to tell you why now don't eat after the ninth hour, I'm going to tell you a reason which is relevant for all the years, including when there's no Korban Pesach. Right? That's why I'm going to focus on the Matzah. So that's relevant even now. But you're right. The reason of the Korban Pesach is still kind. But I want to focus on the reason why you should know that reason is gone is not a reason why we're doing this at once upon a time. And again, even nowadays, that's what I'm telling you, because of Matzah.
Because you focus on Matzah because maybe the Sakana of the Gemara is Mincha Ketana.
But even Mincha Ketana is Negev also because of the Pesach. Because of Pesach, you shouldn't eat, so you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach with the oven. But it's Negev even nowadays. So made it the reason for the Sakana is also Negev nowadays. So that's why he said, I don't know. That's a suggestion, maybe to answer them around. If it doesn't make sure it has a parent, I didn't understand it. The answer isn't given to answer that one. I didn't understand it. Wasn't make sure it has a parent. The answer isn't given to it.
Isn't it that I should be more concerned about matzah? Because the Pesach, you eat the dead. So therefore,
you have more chance to have an appetite for
Since we're not shaking, there's no worry that we're going to delay the Korban.
Right, and yet when Chazal made the Sakana, they keep it.
And in the case of if we had already done the Korban Pesach, and now we're going to eat, we'd rush through it.
Right. When Chazal made the Sakana, they keep it.